Hi there, I'm Christopher Harrison, Senior Program Manager inside of Microsoft Cloud and AI. And in this section, what I want to do is introduce Express. For those of you that are not familiar, Express is a package library that will allow you to relatively quickly stand up REST and API endpoints and even go ahead and create a fully functional server-side based web application. Now, what we're going to see here is how we can go ahead and get it set up and get it configured. And admittedly, some of this is going to be relatively boilerplate, so you might find yourself in the future using a generator to go ahead and put a lot of this code together. Now, because of the fact that this is a Node package, we've gone ahead and registered it inside of our package.json file. Now, we went ahead and grabbed two other little helpers as well, one which is the body parser, which is going to help us manage the information that's going to be sent up to the API that we're going to be building, cores, which will allow us to control where requests can come from, and then NodeMon, which is a little helper function or helper package that will allow us to automatically restart our application every time that we make a change. It's great for development. You can see it actually in action down there at the bottom. So now let's go ahead and start creating our server. So we start off basically every single Express app that we'll ever create, even the most complex ones, by creating an instance of the Express object here that we'll typically call app. Now, we'll be able to configure app. So for starters, we're going to specify a port. So you're going to notice that we're going to try to read this from the environmental variables. And if we can't find it there, we'll set a default to 5000, which is traditionally the default for local development here. So we'll tell it to listen on that port number, and then we'll set up a little event handler for when it starts, just to say server up. And what you're going to notice when we save this is we'll then get that server up. Now we can use this app again to go ahead and configure how we want things to operate. And like I mentioned before, a lot of this is going to be boilerplate. So let's configure two main items here. We're going to configure cores, and once I can spell request correctly, we're going to configure the body parser. So let's start with the body parser. What the body parser is going to do is it's going to help us read the information that the user has sent up to the server, or the client has sent up to the server. So we're going to configure everything for managing URL encoded data. And then what we're going to do is tell it that the body is going to or needs to be converted into JSON. Now, again, all of this is really boilerplate. What's great about this is it's going to make it easier for us to work with the data that's going to be sent up to our application, which we'll see in later videos. The other big thing that we want to configure is this little thing known as cores. And what cores will do is basically give us control over where requests are going to come, are allowed to come from when they're being sent via a browser. That by default, you're only allowed through a browser to be able to access APIs that are on the server from which the page was rendered. By using cores, we can say, hey, this could come from somewhere else. And that allows us to have one site that's going to be spitting out the client, and then the other that's going to be managing the server. There's our configuration. And in the next section, we're going to see how we can start to use this.